Good morning, you beautiful English learners. Welcome back. I'm Ronan, you know that. This is Little Seal English, and I have a story for you. A completely unplanned story. Well, it's kind of unplanned. It's kind of like a story that I have told many of my friends, and some of them don't believe me. It's a story that I do like to tell a bit because it is freaking hilarious. And I'm telling you right now, it's 100% true. Okay, so this story is not bullshit. This story is not made up. This is real. So where to begin? Well, this was when I was probably about 15 or 16 years old. So like a million years ago. And I was going to school in a place called Summerhill College. Interesting school, let me tell you that. When I went to school, there was 800 boys. No girls, just boys. Can you imagine what it would be like to be in a school of 800 boys? Like, just think about it for a second. Do you think it would be, like, loud or quiet? Do you think it would be, like, well-maintained or a little dodgy or something? How do you think you'd feel if you were like 12 or 13 years old walking into the school and there was a bunch of 17, 18 year olds ahead of you? It was quite scary, let me tell you that. So this school had 800 boys. It was incredibly loud. It was like a freaking zoo, to be honest, guys. It was an absolute animal house. There was always something crazy going on, always something bad happening, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun, and it has given me so many good memories and stories of my life. I'm not saying I got a great education there. I'm not saying I didn't. I'm telling you, I had a lot of fun, and that's a fact. That is an absolute fact. I did get a great education there. Some teachers were amazing. Some teachers should never have been there in the first place. Some teachers didn't give a fuck about it. And some teachers should never have been around children at all. And we'll get to those. So this school, to give you a picture, like I mentioned there, how would you feel as like a 12 or 13 year old walking in and seeing the bigger kids? Because in this school, there was ages from 12 all the way up to 18 in the same school. And the craziest thing was that we would go in for three classes in the morning and we'd have like a 15, 20 minute break. We'd have two classes, then we'd have lunch for an hour, and then we'd come back in the afternoon for three more classes. So it was three, and two. So eight classes in total. And in between each class, every student in the school was in the hallway, or the corridors, as we call them, in the hallways. And so that means every 40 minutes, 800 people are navigating their way through these hallways that are very, very narrow. And you can imagine when there's 800 boys trying to push past each other, it was mayhem. It was so much fun. It's actually what we'd always have what we call a mosh. M-O-S-H. A mosh. To mosh is the verb, M-O-S-H. And to mosh is like when you're pushing and shoving each other in a big group. If you ever look at a concert, the area just in front of where the performers are is called the mosh pit. And that is an area where people go and they're dancing wildly and they're pushing into each other and they're hitting each other and everything like that. And so every day, every 40 minutes, every single boy in that school was in the hallway, in the corridor, and I'm trying to go that way, and you're trying to go this way, and John's trying to go across the way, and someone else is going this way, and we all converge together and all start pushing each other, because we're boys, that's what we do. We like to push each other. The school was mayhem. Now, like I said to you, you know, you got a 12-year-old combined with an 18-year-old, and obviously the 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds just got pushed around, no questions asked. Anyways, this particular story happened around Halloween. Halloween, beautiful Irish or beautiful Celtic holiday, Celtic tradition. Halloween was always popular growing up. You know, we'd always dress up. We would go trick-or-treating and we'd have fireworks at Halloween. Fireworks. Now, here's the thing. Fireworks were illegal. You were not allowed to have fireworks. They were highly illegal. And if you had them, you'd get in big, big trouble. That was in the Republic of Ireland. But Northern Ireland, they were legal. Northern Ireland, you could just buy them, no questions asked. Here's some background information about that. Ireland is a beautiful country, a beautiful island, divided in two. The southern part of Ireland, the northwestern part of Ireland, is what we call the Republic. We're a free country. The other part, Northern Ireland, is still part of the UK. However, people from Northern Ireland can be British, can be Irish, or can be both. And now some of them would even identify as Northern Irish. So it's a political conundrum, political nightmare. It's been a shit show for years. I don't want to go into it all right now because we could talk about Northern Ireland all day, but just Google Northern Ireland history and you'll see what I'm talking about the trouble and the issue. The trouble, no pun intended. You'll get it if you research it. So in Northern Ireland, because they're part of the UK, fireworks were legal. So we'd all drive from the Republic of Ireland to Northern Ireland. We'd cross the border. And if you're watching on YouTube, I just put my fingers up, border, because it's a soft border. There was no checkpoints. When I was about 10 or 11, the checkpoints were gone. Before that, the military were there and they would check your car and ask you questions and stuff. But when I was about 10 or 11, the checkpoints disappeared and we could drive across the border, walk across the border, no questions asked. So we'd go up and we'd fill our car with fireworks. And then we would drive back to the Republic of Ireland. The funny thing was the Irish police were well aware of what people were doing. The Irish police are also called the Gardaí. And they knew exactly what was happening. And sometimes they'd be sitting outside a border or near a border. And they would randomly pull over a car and look into it and see if they had fireworks. So it was very important that you'd hide the fireworks in your car. So I wanted to get fireworks. My mum and dad said no. Typical. However, I had a couple of friends that could get me fireworks, no problem. And you know what the craziest thing was? One of the guys that could get us fireworks, his dad was a cop. Like, this is how weird the situation is. So Halloween is coming. My parents say, no, we're not getting fireworks this year. I go to one of my buddies in school. Can you get me some fireworks? Here's 50 quid. Get me whatever you can. He says, that's grand. He goes off. Later on, like the next weekend or something, he calls me. I wait outside. I meet him. I get a bag. I don't even know what's in the bag. All I know is there are some fireworks. So I sneak the bag into my bedroom. I open it and on my bed, I lay out all the fireworks. And in my eyes, this is like enough for a war. I'm like, holy fuck. I had sky monkeys or screamers. They're the ones that make a loud noise and just go pop. I had display rockets. They're the ones that shoot high up and lots of colors come out. I had some repeaters. They were my favorites because repeaters are like the Roman candles. You know, you can hold it and shoot like five or six little explosions or whatever you want to call them. They were great. They were a lot of fun because if you had one and your friend had one, you would have a Roman candle war or a repeater war. And it's funny because, like, I look at the movie Harry Potter and they all have their magic wands and they shoot a light out of the wand to hit somebody. That's kind of what we were doing as kids, except with fireworks, not magic. And, you know, when we were kids, we would light the fireworks, aim them at each other and just try to hit each other with the fireworks. Looking back, it was incredibly dangerous. Of course, we're kids, we didn't really care about it back then. So, it's near Halloween. Lots of people have fireworks. I go to a school of 800 boys. Like I said, it's mayhem. Like I said, it's anarchy every single day of the week. It's absolute anarchy in the school. Anarchy is when law and order breaks down. Anarchy is when there is no law and there is no order. And in our school, there was absolute anarchy every single day. Especially at Halloween. The school I went to had a reputation for being rough, for being making you tough, essentially. In my school, in my town, there was two choices for schools, for boys. There was Summerhill, which is the public school, the free school, and there was the Grammar, which was private for Protestants and people who had money. No joke. Public, private. Private is Protestant, public is everybody else. I was raised Catholic, like most people. There was Muslims there, Jews there, whatever you want to say. It doesn't matter. If you weren't Protestant, you weren't going to the grammar. You were going to Summer Hill. There was other schools, but they were far too far away. So in this school, like I said, it was rough and it was known. It had a reputation for being rough, but also being fair and being good. And I'll give them that. It was fair and it was fun. And yes, there was anarchy, but in all my time there, I never saw a major incident of someone getting hurt. Until my last year, and that will come up in another story, I'm sure. So anyways, I go to school, and it's coming near Halloween. And this is the best thing about school at Halloween. People have fireworks, and they light them off everywhere, in school. So sometimes you'd be walking up the road to school, and you're walking with your buddies, having a great time, and then you look at your feet and there's a lit firework. And you don't have time to react. All you have to do is run as fast as you fucking can. You have to get out of there as quick as possible because this firework is going to go off. One thing we used to do was we'd get the firework, we'd break the stick off the firework, light it, throw it, and that meant it would go anywhere. It was unpredictable. That's what made it so exciting, though. That's what made it so enjoyable. The fact that you're sitting there, or you're walking, you're standing, and suddenly there's a device in front of you, and you know in about 5 seconds it's going to go off. Where is it going to go? Nobody knows. That's what made it so exciting. There was times when people would use the small fireworks, but then they'd also use the big fireworks, and I have a couple of memories of those. One memory I have is display rockets. Display rockets. Those are the ones that you see at like professional shows. The ones that shoot really, really high up into the sky. And when they explode, all these beautiful colors come out. They're so pretty. Now, can you imagine one of those in your school or in your high school, in your hallway or something like that? Because that's what they did in my school. It was insanely fun. Insanely fun. So like you'd be walking down a hallway and then suddenly everybody starts running. And the best way I can describe it is kind of like one of those David Attenborough documentaries. You know David Attenborough? He does Planet Earth and a load of documentaries about nature and stuff. And you know you have a herd of animals. And then one animal gets spooked and it starts looking around. And then the other animal gets spooked. And then all of a sudden, all the animals are spooked. And one starts running, so the other starts running. And then once that happens, all the animals start running together. That's what it was like. Spooked was the word I said there. One animal gets spooked. And if you get spooked, S-P-O-O-K-E-D. If you get spooked, you get afraid, you get scared, for example. Something frightens you and you're on edge. And so we would be in the hallway and we'd see one student turn and run. And if you saw one person run, you start running. You don't think, oh, why is he running? Hey, look at Ronan, he's gone for a run. No, Ronan's not gone for a run. Ronan is running away from something. And if it's Halloween, you better believe it's a freaking firework that he was running away from. So we'd be walking down the hallway to class and then suddenly there one person starts running, so everybody starts running. And then you have like 100, 200 or 300 people running in one direction. Mayhem. Loved it. This story, though, that I want to tell you is a little different to a firework being released in the hallway. So we're in class one day, and I'd say there was about 15 of us in the class. It's coming close to Halloween. And we had a teacher, and this teacher, fairly old. This teacher definitely should have retired before this happened. This teacher really didn't give a fuck about being there. In fact, this is a very old school teacher. Old school teacher. You know old school? And if someone is old school, they do things in the traditional way. They do things in the old fashioned way. And this teacher was all about the old school methods of teaching and controlling the class and just his day-to-day life. Now, you can imagine that teacher has been there for years. He taught my brother. He taught some of my friends' fathers who went to the same school. So he's part of the school at this stage. That's a good idiom. He's part of something at this stage. They've been there so long, they actually are part of it. And this teacher, how do I want to say it? He wasn't fully there. You know, this teacher was a little, dare I say, senile or something like that. You know, he's in his own world. Like I said, he probably shouldn't have been teaching at this stage, but he was. And we're in class and he's trying to teach us mathematics, I think it was. And it's not going very well because my class wasn't the best class, would you believe? And suddenly we hear a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. And so the teacher's teaching us. He has the book in his hand. And he walks over to the door and he opens the door. And there's two boys there. And I can remember looking out at the door, thinking, oh, who are they? Because I couldn't see them because they had their hoods up for some reason. They had hoods up because there's cameras all over the school, by the way. This is the thing, like there was cameras in our school for a reason. And you have to understand, there was cameras in our school before cameras were so widespread. Like if you say that now, of course there's cameras in school. They're a dime a dozen. But back then, cameras were very expensive and not so common. Okay, this is the 90s. This is like the early 2000s. And so there was cameras in the school. So these boys had their hoods up and they just go, well, sir. Well, sir. So sir is what we called our teachers in Ireland. Sir or miss. You know, we didn't get to use their first name. If you did, you'd get in trouble. Yes, you could say Mr. Scott or something, but you would never say the person's first name. Rarely, 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 rarely would you say the teacher's first name. So these two boys go, well, sir. Well being a greeting in Ireland for saying hello. If you see your friend, you go, well. These boys go, well, sir. And then suddenly, one of them threw a firework past the teacher into the classroom. I shit you not. I'm sitting there in the classroom. My friends and I are all looking at the door. Who's at the door? Who's at the door? And then suddenly we see this bright light and they throw a lit firework into the classroom. Now, what would you do? What would you do in that situation? You're sitting at your desk. And to give you an idea of the desks, these are the desks where the table and the chair are stuck together. And if you, like, put all your weight to one side, the entire thing will fall down. They were stable until they weren't stable. But these were, like, really, really old school desks. I'm not joking. The school I went to was a fucking shithole, folks. The tables were probably 100 years old or more. Like, there was carvings there from the fucking 1800, from the Stone Age. There was carvings on our fucking tables. And so these boys throw a firework into the classroom. And we're just looking at it on the floor. And we're like, oh, there's a firework on the floor. That's probably going to do something bad in about 3 seconds. So obviously we shit our pants. Obviously we go ape shit. We go crazy. We go ballistic. We go all over the place. And everyone starts running for the door. But as we run for the door, what does the teacher do? He steps outside and closes the fucking door. I am not joking. The teacher closed the door. He got his key and he locked the door from the outside. So we're trying to open the door and it won't open because the teacher locked us into the classroom with a lit firework on the floor. I shit you not. I have said that a lot in this podcast and for good reason because it doesn't sound like it would actually happen. So these boys threw the firework in. We see it. We panic. We run for the door. The teacher closes and locks the door from the outside and holds it so we can't open the door. And we only have a matter of seconds before this thing goes off and blows up and kills us all. And what I remember most, like it's all a bit of a blur, but what I remember is everybody running for the corner. And I just remember one boy sitting in the corner looking, and then suddenly a tidal wave of other boys jumping at him. And we would get our bags. Some of us literally tried to pick up tables. We would throw a table on the ground and hide behind it. Because like I said, this firework is about to go off. This firework is about to shoot. This firework is about to freaking blow up. And it was one of these fireworks that is designed to go straight up into the sky. Boom. But because the boys had broken the stick off the firework, it's unfreaking predictable where it's going to go. So I just remember running and jumping behind a desk and just getting down, hands on my head. I think I put my hood up because I had my jacket on, and just kind of like got into the fetal position on the ground trying to protect myself like a freaking war zone, guys, like an absolute war zone. Oh, it was so exciting, and everyone in the class is screaming like, what are we going to do? And you can imagine about like, what, 16, 17 boys in the room screaming because there's a lit firework, and then the fucking thing goes off. Then the firework blows up and it shoots around the room. Now, obviously, none of us really saw exactly where it went. We just heard it. We just heard the noise because we're not looking at it. The last thing we want to do is look up and get hit in the face with a firework and lose an eye. The last thing we want to do is look up and get hit by the firework as it explodes and have like a big hole in our jackets or our clothes or whatever, get burned, for example. That's the last thing we want. So we're all on the ground, sheltered in place, and this thing is going all over the room. You can hear it going from one side to the other side. We get the smell of like sulfur and burning. Beautiful smell, gotta be honest. Whenever I get that smell, I am instantly brought back to that day in that classroom, in that school. I'm not joking. Whenever I smell a firework, memories of Summerhill College, Sligo, come flooding back for me in a positive way, because fireworks were such a big part of my experience in high school. This thing is going off in the room, and then suddenly, pop! It blows up. We do a head count. Everyone okay? Everyone alive? Anyone hurt? Okay, no one's hurt. Whew. And then what happens? The teacher opens the door, comes back into the class, picks up the math book, and continues teaching as if nothing had happened. Continues teaching like, okay, boys, open page 52. Question one, let's do it together on the board. And our hearts are racing. Our hearts are going like 90, 120 beats per minute, 200 beats per minute. I don't know. I have sweat pouring down me. Another kid probably shit his fucking pants. And we're just thinking, now you want us to go back and do math? Absolutely not. But I think that tells you how crazy the school is, whereby like, the firework goes off in the classroom. The students are diving over each other, thinking we're all about to die and get blown up into pieces or smithereens. The teacher comes back in and says, let's keep working. Doesn't flinch. Doesn't care. Doesn't report it to the office. Doesn't even try to find out who the boys are. Doesn't give a fuck. Because that was standard behavior in the school I went to. As long as I live, I'm not joking, I am never, ever going to forget that. It was such a highlight. So much so that, like, I've told some of my friends, and you know, they don't actually believe me sometimes. They're like, Ronan, half the stories you tell us from your high school, they have to be bullshit. There's no way all this stuff went down in your school. And I shit you not. I'm not making any of this up. It is 100% true. And this is the tip of the iceberg. I'm going to tell you over the coming year a lot more stories about my days in school because they were just batshit crazy. Batshit crazy. Like very, very, very crazy. If a person is batshit crazy, they're insane. If a situation is batshit crazy, It's insane. Think about going shopping on Black Friday. It's batshit crazy. It's so busy. Going shopping at Christmas. If you're in Canada and you go to a shop called Costco on Saturday or Sunday, it's batshit crazy. It's so busy in these shops on the weekend. My wife and I tried to go to Costco on a Saturday, like about 3 weeks ago. And I think it took like 25 minutes to get a parking space. So like she walked in and I drove around looking for a parking space. I eventually got one after some people argued with me over it. Long story. And then my wife came right back out and said, I'm not going in there. It's batshit crazy. And apparently the line for the checkout was all the way to the back of the store. And like we only needed one or two items. So we're like, yeah, fuck this. We'll go midweek when it's empty, when it's quiet, when we can go in and out. No problem. But yeah, this school was batshit crazy. And that teacher was just so familiar with or so used to the batshit craziness of it all that he didn't even care that a firework went off in our classroom and that we all had to duck and hide and crawl over each other for safety. And then the firework went off and we're holding our heads hoping it doesn't hit us or something. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of fun. So that's it. That's my story. That's one of my stories about my high school life, I guess. Secondary school, as we call it in Ireland. So just to revise, it's Halloween. There's no fireworks in the Republic of Ireland because they're illegal, but there's no real border in Ireland. So we could just drive to Northern Ireland, buy all the fireworks that we want, hide them in the car, and then drive back home to the Republic. I bought my fireworks off an off-duty police officer because go Ireland. And one day in school, a student lit a firework in our classroom. Oh no, a student knocked on the door. The teacher opened the door slowly. The student said, "Well, sir," and threw a lit firework into the classroom. Good times were had in that school. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed that story. Hope you learned some English from that story. Now, this is something that I want to do more of in the future. I really want to start telling more stories and teaching English. And like this story was 100% unplanned. Like I said, I've told it a couple of times before. Oh, that's what I was saying. I was saying how some of my friends don't believe me when I tell them stories from Summer Hill, when I tell them stories about what happened and the craziness of it all. And I remember talking to one of my really good friends. And he also went to Summer Hill. He went to the same school. And we were out having a couple of drinks. And we're all like dick measuring. You know, we're dick measuring. We're all telling stories and trying to one-up each other and being like, my story is better than yours. That's dick measuring. And so we're dick measuring, telling stories, having fun. And I told him the story that I just told you. And one of the boys at the table goes, that didn't happen. And then my good buddy, Jerry, started laughing and goes, no, it did. It did happen because about 3 weeks ago, I was chatting to another boy in Ronan's class and he said the exact same story. And so I was very happy to hear that, which proves I didn't fucking imagine the thing. But yes, there was about 15 or 16 of us in that class. And I'd say for all of us in that class, it's probably one of our core memories of going to that school. So fireworks were a huge thing. Core memory, there's a good word for you, core memory. Core memory is like something that you'll never ever forget, something that you'll always remember. And remember I told you how like whenever I smell a firework, I'm instantly brought back to that situation. That's what I'm talking about with core memories. You know, it's something that I'll never ever ever forget for good reasons, obviously. So fireworks were a huge part of Halloween in Ireland. Fireworks were a huge part in my high school or secondary school. Even though they were illegal, we would bring them to school. The teachers, I remember like in about my third year in the school, they started doing random checks on students. And that would be where the vice principal or even the principal sometimes would come into the class and get every student to turn out their pockets. get students to open their bags and whatnot. They would check students' lockers and what, looking for fireworks. Like, I'm not joking. They were deadly fucking serious about it. And if you got caught with fireworks, you were in huge trouble. Like, you would get suspended until after Halloween, which is so long. And getting suspended means you can't go to school. So in school, we had punishments. And one was to get suspended for like 5 days, a day, 3 days, whatever it was. The other one is expulsion, to be expelled from a school. Now, that didn't happen too often because there was literally nowhere else for a student to go. So no matter how bad they were, this was the last stop. Like I said at the start, there was two schools for boys. The private school for Protestant boys and rich boys, the regular school for everybody else, the public school. So if you got kicked out of the public school, you couldn't go to school, which is illegal. So yeah, it was very difficult, very difficult. I think in my entire time in that school, one person got expelled, I think. Yeah, probably one person got expelled. Many people got suspended. Loads of people, including myself, got detentions. I never got suspended, I'll say that. I did get detentions. I was a bit of a regular at detentions. I was a regular at. If you go somewhere, like a lot, if you go somewhere frequently, you can say I'm a regular at that place. I am a regular at that bar. I'm a regular at that stadium or something like that. And so I was a regular in detention. I was a regular at detention, which meant that I had detention frequently. Not nearly as much as some of the other kids. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't that bad. Anyways, this has been 35, 30 something minutes of me rambling and telling you a story about my life. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you learned something from this. My name is Ronan. I'm a language instructor. I am devoting more time to my business, folks. I really am. I'm hoping to turn it into my main bread and butter in the next couple of months. So any support would be great. Support could be in the form of joining one of my courses, conversation classes, or even just buying me a coffee or something. All links are in the description. I do have... So I've recently just finished, or I am finishing up, my Quick and Dirty English course, which is the very first time I've ever done it. I had two fantastic students. It's been so much fun. I don't mind the low numbers because quality over quantity, you know, and it allowed me to really figure out what was working and what wasn't working. And I'm very excited to do that course again. The whole aim of the course, if you have a moment, is to boost your comprehension of real English, like complex English. And I'm not talking like fake bullshit grammar lessons or stories or shit like that, real English. And I use a combination of my old podcasts where I interviewed people, I take bits and pieces out of those and I've turned them into English lessons. And it's wonderful if you want to really challenge your English. So if you're like a high level speaker and understander of English, if you feel you can represent yourself well in English, but maybe you want to be exposed to more difficult materials. Maybe you want to be challenged with forming complex ideas. Like, we're not fucking talking about the weather and shit like that. This is for you. This course is 100% for you. So stay tuned, because I'll be doing a second launch with that soon. The first one was 8 weeks long. I think I might change it to 6 weeks. 8 weeks is a bit much, and I might change it from like 3 tutorials to just 1 or 2 tutorials a week. Less is more, as they say. So very excited for that. I do have a conversation class happening, and if you're interested in joining the conversation class, let me know. We meet every 2 weeks. We don't meet every week, and that's a big part of it. It's bi-monthly, twice a month that we meet. And we meet twice a month, so every 2 weeks there are lessons on the website or are sent to you, notified. There's a private Telegram group for members of the conversation class. And the idea is that, yeah, you can watch the materials beforehand. You absolutely don't have to. You can just join and shoot the breeze with myself and other English learners. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's a nice community. So if you feel this is something that you'd be interested in, you can message me, ronan@littlesealenglish.com. You can message me on Telegram, Instagram, or whatever. And I'd love to hear from you. Okay. And I think that's it. I think that is a wrap. So just to revise, I told you a story about fireworks, which are illegal in the Republic of Ireland, legal in Northern Ireland. I bought mine off a guard or a police officer. We would bring them to school. 800 boys in the school. It was a zoo. It was mayhem. It was a lot of fun. And one day in math class, I think it was, a student threw a lit firework into the classroom and all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose. There is the idiom that we're going to finish with. And if all hell breaks loose, mayhem started. Everybody started panicking. Everybody started doing something insane. And so once that firework that was lit hit the ground, all hell broke loose. You know, we ran for the door. The teacher closed the door. The teacher locked the door from the outside. So we're in a room with like 15, 16 people and a firework on the ground about to go off. Hella fun, folks. Hella fun. Okay. Just gonna drink some water. Thanks for being here. Bye.